Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are lighting up. I'll get you in order in just a second. I want to respond to two things. One of those, I want to respond to Randy and Madison, who called in before and made the point that several of the Supreme Court justices on that Roe v. Wade decision to overturn it had lied in their confirmation hearing. I agree with that. Their defenders say, well, they didn't say they wouldn't do it. But listen, I listened to that testimony. They were asked about Roe v. Wade, and they say it's precedent. And Kavanaugh said it's double precedent because it's been reaffirmed elsewhere, and it should be given full weight of precedent. It is very true that some precedent is overturned occasionally, but they gave the clear impression that they wouldn't do this. I don't buy Susan Collins' BS about how she got misled. If you're in the U.S. Senate and you're stupid enough to fall for that, you shouldn't be in the U.S. Senate. She knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. But they did lie. They did lie. And frankly, if we had more votes in the Senate, you can impeach them. You can impeach a Supreme Court justice, just like a president or a federal judge. They have to be convicted in the, they have to be impeached in the House and convicted in the Senate by 2/3, 67 votes. In 1974, we had 67 Democrats. And that should have been happening to them, and it can't right now because of politics. Before we get to the lines, one quick thing I want to say is that a lawsuit was just filed by the Attorney General and the governor to invalidate the 1849 law that in Wisconsin that makes abortion criminal, which everybody, the Republicans say, well, now that's what we'll control. Well, no, that's 173 years ago. In 1849, women didn't have the right to vote. Black people were enslaved. What about a statute from 1649? Are we supposed to apply that? 1740? No. This should be overturned. I think the judges will overturn it, but it goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4-3 Republican. And all I would say to them, if any of them are listening, come on, 1849, America was a different country back then. And not only that, the whole idea of abortion, the whole idea of alternatives wasn't even on the horizon. Make the legislature pass it again. If they want to pass it again, and then Evers can veto it, and if the Republicans, God forbid, ever got in the governorship, they'll ram it through again. Okay, we're going to the line. Some very, very good calls on the line. First, we're going to start with Cassandra Middleton. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's in your mind today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a question for you. I believe it was on your last show yesterday. You talked about how the Democrats, they really need to develop a plan in regards to immigration. And I would like to try to understand the immigration policy a little bit, if you could help me. And I have a question to pose to you. Why couldn't the Biden administration develop a plan to work with some of the countries in Latin America and require people who want to immigrate to the United States? Why couldn't he develop a plan to have a center or a site in that particular country where immigrants from that country could apply? So, for example, in Costa Rica, instead of them flying or trying to make the trip on foot and paying the coyotes an incredible amount of money, we could accomplish a couple of things. Number one, we could save people from making, you know, that very long and deadly trip, and we could possibly minimize the profit from the coyotes. So I would just be interested in knowing what you have to say, and I do agree with you. Immigration, it is a problem, and the Democrats, they do need to come up with a plan because the border is just, it is not being managed properly. Well, I'll listen off air, and thank you.
Cassandra, thank you for those thoughtful remarks. I agree with you completely. In my view, one way to handle this, because These are all good folks. They're hard workers, but you can't empty all of Central America and South America into the United States. You just can't do it. The sovereign nation has to have borders. And so I love the idea that there would be a central area. It would be the embassy or a consulate or some offsite thing where they could come and apply. And we, you know, we need workers. I mean, the cows in Wisconsin wouldn't get milked if it weren't for people who are technically illegal right now. Crops in California wouldn't be harvested. Nobody would be making the beds in motels in Oklahoma and Wyoming. These people are hard workers. They're good people. But you can't just empty. You have to have borders. I like the idea. And frankly, I like the idea of our building orphanages or shelters in these countries, because sometimes they just send unaccompanied kids here. And what do? And these coyotes don't just charge them money. They rape them. And so easy immigration, lax enforcement results in rape and fraud. I agree with you 100%. Thank you very much for those excellent comments. Chris Poinette, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Chris?
Good morning. Thank you, sir. The guy a couple of calls ago that said, who cares about the insurrection? That seems silly. Who cares about the Civil War? Who cares about World War I? Who cares about World War II? Who cares about Vietnam? The American psyche is just not in balance. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Chris, that's an excellent comment. That particular guy, and I opened my airwaves to all people, but the Republicans have a habit of doing that, planting people to call in and then try to change the subject. And if anybody thinks that officers being beaten, one almost trampled to death, one an eye gouged out, one a finger pulled off, and people are up there with knives, brass knuckles, guns, and AR-15s, that's okay, baloney. The fact that he calls in isn't my ratification of it. It's just that, all right, he calls in and that's it. Thanks for calling. Todd or Billy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, man, how are you today?
Good, thank you, Todd.
Hey, I'm just trying to think about this this incident where folks refused to take Trump to the Capitol, even though he was insistent. I'm trying to imagine how bad of an idea they would have to think it was, or how unbalanced they must have thought he was to not follow a direct order from the President of the United States regarding himself. I'm trying to imagine Bill Clinton or George W. Bush saying, you know, take me to the Capitol. It's important for me to go there. But, Mr. President, it's not safe. I know it's not safe. Take me anyways. I'm the president. I'm trying to imagine how that would people who work for the president typically go, no, I'm not going to do what you're telling me.
Yeah, well, here's what I would say is they knew there were people in the crowd with AR-15s, knives, brass knuckles, spears, billy clubs, and all of that. Clinton or Bush would not give an order to go into something like that. Here, it could have resulted in Trump's assassination. I mean, not everybody, there was a lot of unstable people in that crowd. And I think what he finally just said was, and I think also, quite frankly, I think they knew the guy's a little off his rocker, and they knew that he throws his food against the wall and all this, and they go, we're not going to do it. I think that if Bill Clinton wanted to go and talk to Nancy Pelosi and hadn't been invited to go to the Capitol, fine. This is entirely different. But Todd or Billy, thanks for calling in. As always, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Short break, back after the break.